The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so we left off with a question on the Rambam's placement of these halachos in Sefer Zeraim, right?
Yeah.
So the question, first question is like, why did you put it in Sefer Zeraim? Or like, what do we get from that? And the second question is the ordering, okay, which we have Kilayim, and then Matan Sanim, which is where Tzedakah is, then Trumos, Maestros, Maestro Sheni, Veneta Ravai, Bikurim, Imshar, Matanas, Kunash, Bibulin, and the Hill of Shemitah, Viovel. And I told you I had another answer, which it didn't work out. So I'm going to say it. But Isaac's answer, I think, is good. Remember Isaac's answer?
The order of like what you do with the stuff.
Right? Exactly. Right. First, you have to grow it. So that's where Kilayim is going to be relevant. Then once you harvest it, then it becomes, then while you're growing it, then there's certain Matanos Aniyim like Peah and stuff.
Right.
And then that's really when you're at the end of the harvest. And then once you have the produce, then you do all these Trumos and Maestros. And then Shemitah and Yovel, even though that has to do with growing it, that's every 750 years. So it's not going to be, it's not going to count, but, or not going to, not that it's not going to count. It's going to be later in the procedure because by definition, it doesn't happen as often. Okay. But then does anyone have any ideas about like what we see, like how does this shift when you think on a Sfarim level, right? How does this shift our view that it's in Zeraim instead of, we said Shoftim would be a candidate, maybe Mishpatim because it deals with Mammon, maybe, Hamada in Deos, sure.
It could be shifting us from like from maybe the outward viewpoint of like what you're doing with the ani, and more of like your relationship with like your financial like your income in a sense.
Okay, that's interesting. So you're saying that it's not in a Bein Adam L'Chaveiro framework as much, like these mitzvahs, by and large, even though there are being on the Chavero, really has to do with your relationship with the land, yeah,
also,
with the money.
Yeah, with like money.
Yeah.
Also, I don't feel like it's just mine that much because they all sort of already going into it, you can see they didn't really fit well into any of them. So it's just the question of which one had the thing that was most connected to. And then once you already know, you have like my. Like the various Lekin, Heya, and Zeraim, and then it's just
right. I mean, you could say that, but I do think that there is an argument for putting it in Shoftim if you're going to say that it has to do with building the society. You know, like in the Pesukim themselves, even though there are mitzvahs of Heya and Leket and stuff, the mitzvahs really deal with, in Devarim, when one of your brethren becomes impoverished, you know, you should take care of him. So, or in really the other place specifically in Deos is in chapter 7, Chapter 6 of Deos, which deals with Bein Adam L'Chaveiro stuff, like we have to Elarecha Kamocha, we have to Mesager, you know, that kind of thing. So, so I think it's reasonable to say that. So one hint about where you go when you want to understand why Rama put something in one of the Sfarim, where do you go other than looking at the contents of the Sefer? This is a move.
And not the
Koseres? And aside from the Koseres, yeah. I mean, when you say koseres, you mean like the formulation of the mitzvah at the beginning of the section?
Yeah. It could be pasuk.
Yeah. The bingo bango, right? So the pasuk that he quotes at the beginning of the book, that the Rambam puts there to like summarize the theme of the sefer. Here it's in Zeraim, it's Tehi Yadcha La'azreini Ki Pikudecha Bacharti. May your hand, God's hand, be to assist me because I have chosen your mitzvos.
Okay.
Now, I don't say that there's an answer that emerges directly from there, but I think that that might set your mind going in a certain way.
I think it's just it more, I mean, like, to like say what I was saying, the relationship you're supposed to have with money and how, you know, you view like things as not like this is more philosophically, like how you, relate to like the fact that you don't actually, nothing's owed to you.
Okay. So I think you're half correct, which is that you're putting it in terms of relationship with money, but I think you got to kick it up one level. Ultimately, everything is from God. And I think, and this might just be my association, what else do you associate with Yadcha and Zeraim? Yeah?
Zeraim.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's also true, but I'm thinking of a specific pasuk that we make a big deal about. Right, the idea of that Yad is used to refer not only to God's power but to God's provisions. You know, and what this pasuk is doing is it's linking God's assistance of you through the mitzvos, sorry, through your field to your keeping of the mitzvos, you know? So I think that what ends up happening, see, if you ask most Jews, like, I think what you said is true, but I think if you ask most Jews, what's the philosophical theme of tzedakah? I think they would say something like what you're saying, and it wouldn't really capture Zrayim. In other words, they'd say, it has to do with how I relate to my money, you know? But really, no, what is money? Money is, I'm not an economist, but money is ultimately going to be some sort of abstraction that allows you to exchange goods that ultimately come from Yad Hashem. In other words, it's tying this to allocation of the resources on the earth. And that's when we say, like last night, Lo Hashem Haaretz Mlo'a, you know, that everything belongs to God. God gives you, he provides for all of his creatures. That comes in the form primarily of sustenance, but then money is, what that translates into. And then you use that. So somehow, this is not a fully articulated idea, but I think this does tie into how you relate to the earth and how God provides you resources through the earth. You know, different way than we think of tzedakah, I think.
Yeah.
Is that a hand or just a rest? Okay. All right.
And also yeah. like God is like, I don't know if you say this, but like, I feel like there's this idea that God does tzedakah with everything.
Yes. Okay.
It's not God.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you mentioned that because we're going to go into that in the morning bulletin today. Okay. So I think we're going to have time. So let's do, we've done the three formulations of tzedakah. Let's just review the most recent one, which is in Matanas Aniyim. We noted that he says in Matanas Aniyim, litin tzedakah kamisas yad, to give tzedakah according to your financial ability. So that part is fine. But then the lowest I say is shlo ya'amitz levavo al ha'ani, not to strengthen your heart against the ani, which is emphasizing the deos, like the disposition, as opposed to the way he said it in the Sefer Mitzvos, is to not hide your eye from the ani, right? So emphasizing the looking away. Okay.
It's also like a strange formulation that like BSA is to like do an action.
Yeah.
Lotase is like, not do an action.
But right.
That it's like more than that. And you would think like, if you're going to get tzedakah, then the lotase would be like, when somebody asks you.
Correct.
And you don't give it.
Right? And halakhically, that's what the lotase is. And you're pointing out that here, it's really talking about the cause of the not giving as opposed to the not giving. Yeah. Okay, good. All right. So last step is to look at the formulation in the halacha. So Perek Shvi'i. Mitzvah saseh litein tzedakah l'ani Yisrael, k'fi masharoi l'ani. It is a positive mitzvah to give tzedakah to the poor of Israel in accordance with what is proper for the ani. And I'm going to do something I don't think I've actually done physically in the shir before. So just one second here. You want to guess?
Handle the diffuse.
Oh. Why?
Because I can't get contaminated by the bad Rambans. So if you look at the bad Rambam, okay, I want you to read how he formulates. First halacha there. That's fine. Just read the first halacha. What's the difference?
Lanian.
Right? So the real Rambam, L'aniyah Yisrael. Big difference, right? Because what's the nafgamina?
One is
non-Jews. The nafkamina is non-Jews, right? So according to the Rambam, the mitzvah d'oraisa is to give to the Jews, right? Now we will see later on, it is a mitzvah to give to non-Jews as well, but it's not in the same category in the d'oraisa, okay? It's because of Darkei Shalom, which is not just like political reasons. Darkei Shalom is a real thing, but it's not part of the mitzvah. And in fact, if you look at the psukim, then and in fact, all of these things are with achicha, right? Same thing with the slave, same thing with the, that stuff. So it is one of these big differences, right? And I just want to show you also if you're using the Al HaTorah, good Rambam. So just how to read it. If you see the footnote here, Aleph, whenever you see the footnotes in the Shelat Mishnah Torah, it shows you the different Girsaos. So Dalid stands for Defus. And then he says, it changes it from Aniye Yisrael to La'aniyim in the Defus. And then he directs you to Halacha Zion, where it does talk about non-Jews. But, you know, so he just, that's how I knew it. I don't routinely handle, you know, bad Ramams, but that's how I know it from here. Okay. All right. So now let's go back to the real stuff. Yeah. Burn it. No. All right. Okay. So it's mitzvah to give tzedakah to the Aniye Yisrael kfi mashroi la'ani. Oh, and im yad hanosein maseges, if the giver has the ability to do so. Okay, let's actually use this as the opportunity to go to the Mor Nevuchim, which the Makpili quotes here, but I'll show it to you inside. And this is going to also answer your question about what the difference between chesed and tzedakah is. Okay. Not your implicit question. Okay. So this is in the second to last chapter of the Mor Nevuchim. And we've read this in this year before, but it's good to read it once in a while because chesed and tzedakah are important. Okay. We're not going to read the whole chapter. He says, Ukvar bi'arnu v'pirsh avos ki chesed inyano ha-haflaga be'eze davar shehuflagbo. Chesed means excess in anything that has excess. Okay. For good or for bad. V'shimusho ba-haflaga b'mase atov yoser. And its use in Tanakh is for excess of good action. And then he gives two categories of chesed. V'yadua ki ha-ha tava kolelos shnei inyanim. Acts of beneficence include two things. Ha-echad l'heitiv l'mi she'en lo zuchus alecha klal, giving to someone who has no claim on you at all. And two is l'heitiv l'mi she'yesh lo zuchus alecha b'yoser min ha-magia lo, is to give someone something that they do have a claim for, but in a greater measure than you owe them. Okay, so either you give it something to someone they don't, that you don't owe them, or you give it in a greater measure. So that's chesed. Okay, and he says more stuff also, but I want to get back to the halachos. Then tzedakah, he says, aval milas tzedakah he nigzeres min tzedek, vuhu, in Arabic, that's ayin dalad lamed, which means like yashar, or I think so. Okay, let's see what the footnote says. Tugum yilu lishot tzedek. Okay, it's just the translation of tzedek. Ovinyana kav ha'izun hamaduya, precision, like exact precision. Okay, so like I think that's why the word righteousness is shared with the word right, like R-I-G-H-T, like it is the right amount. That's what tzedek comes from. Okay, upirusho lahavi. Now he gives two definitions: lahavi lechol bal zchus es hamagielo, to give to someone who has a claim what is owed to them. Okay, v'litein lechol matzui min hanimsaim kfi haroyal, to give to any existing thing that which befits its existence. Okay, so the first one's like a legalistic definition. Within someone, if someone has a claim to you, then giving them what is owed to them is tzedakah. The second one is like a naturalistic definition, which is giving any like organism or existing thing what is befitting for it. Okay, which from there, and there's more to that, but we'll have to go to that later. From there, you see the shear of the Torah, which is, you'll see in a second. Oh, first, of course, the Pesukim. Shnemar, Pasoch tiftach es yadcha lo, you should open your hand to him. V'nemar v'hechazach debo, you should strengthen him. V'ger v'sosha b'cha imach, a ger and a dweller, he will live with you. V'nemar v'cheachicha imach, your brother will live with you. V'chol ha'roi ani mevakesh, v'lo v'helim einav mimeno, anyone who sees an ani begging and hides his eyes from him, v'lo nasen lo tzedakah, and doesn't give him tzedakah, avar b'lo saseh. And this is the shir, okay? In other words, we've talked about this in abstract, like if you clench your heart, but the shear is you see him begging and you don't give money to him. Okay. Yeah.
Supply to non-Jews.
That we're going to have to figure out. Okay. Because
what do you do when you're walking in like Times Square?
Right? Yeah. Right. And there's also like, I mean, what in Israel also like, yeah. You know, right. So we're going to have to see the halachos. This is just the formulation of the mitzvah. Okay. Try to avoid a name from now until then. So you don't get into the situation. Okay. Or give to them. All right. Shnemar los amitz levavcha v'lo sikpot es yadcha michlicha ha'evyon. Okay, so don't clench your heart and don't clench your fist from the ani, the your brother, the ani, the destitute person. Okay, let's read the Makbilis. So he says, so tzedakah is what I just read here. I think he's using his own translation. Milas tzedakah hi nigzeres min tzedek, upirushu lahavi l'chol bal zchus es magiyelo v'litein l'chol matzoi min hanimtzayim kfi haroi lo. I think kfimash roi la'ani, according to what is befitting for the ani, dehainu demach so ro. That's what I want to get to, even though he's going to say that later. So since tzedakah is giving each existing thing that which befits their existence, for human beings, that's giving them what they need, which is going to have to be spelled out next week in the halacha of the shir. Yeah, is giving each existing thing that which befits its existence. So, for example, if you water a plant, that would be tzedakah for plants.
So is this? So I like this idea.
Yeah.
But when you say any existing thing, something that's alive, or like when I use the table, is that tzedakah?
So that's a good question. I maintain that. Did you ever see the? I know you listened to the Yugam Amir Shir. Did you see the cheat sheet?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. So on the cheat sheet, I think I quote psukim that indicate there's some psukim that indicate that God, like making the heavenly bodies operate, is an expression of His tzedek, but I don't remember what the psukim are. Okay. You know, so I do think it is used that way, like loosely. Okay. For
things,
say again.
Using things.
Well, relating to things in the way that they were designed to function. To those things. Yeah, to those things. Yeah, yeah.
That's a different kind of
definition. It is a different kind of definition. Actually, hold on. I can get the cheat sheet here. Let me just see if I actually am imagining this. Let me look at the folder called Hashgacha. Don't worry, it's not updated. and then Machzor Notes 2.0. I think I quoted a bunch of psukim. Or maybe that was only in the older version. No, I did not quote it here. I must have been thinking of something else that I quoted. Yeah. So I don't know for sure, but definitely with living things.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Then we'll just finish this and then stop for today. Im ha'isa yad hanosim maseges, if the giver has the ability. Im hanosim mesugo lezed mibachina kalkalis, if he is socioeconomically suited for this. Okay, I think that's probably what the modern Hebrew says. He's not obligated to go into debt to help his fellow. Okay, so in other words, it doesn't exceed your monetary means. Yeah.
I'm just curious, does that mean there's no chiyuv to use a credit card to pay?
That's a good question, right? So seemingly not, right? If you don't have the money, you know, if you're doing it on credit.
Checking account has money in it.
Right, but that's functionally than just using your credit card and then paying it off with a checking account. But you're saying, like, if you don't have money.
No, I was saying with your credit card.
Oh, period?
As in, like, it's still debt.
Yeah, that's true, but I don't think it
not
means.
You do a deficit,
yeah, yeah. In other words, in terms of your net worth, you're not diminishing your net worth for that.
Also,
or you're going into negative net worth.
Which
yeah.
Is if you're already in the negative, do you have a few?
That is a good question, and that will be addressed. Yeah. Oh, by the way, I should mention on the side, I'm trying to go through the Aruch HaShulchan simultaneously with this so that I know what the practical halachas are as well. So I do want to get into practical questions because the whole reason why we're learning halacha is like to keep it. Yeah.
Shear.
Yeah. Shear is going to come up, I think, in the next halacha.
I guess the other part of that would be like shear versus what the person thinks.
Yeah.
If
correct.
You give a guy, you can give a dollar.
Right. Yeah, there's a lot of complicated questions here, and a lot of these are going to be
$100.
Right, right. A lot of these are going to be above my pay grade. Also, we'll have to like consult. I think I said this. I want someone to give a Sunday shir who like is well versed in the halachos of tzedakah because I think it's a practical thing for everyone. That person is not me, so we'll have to That just means that he can live. And then helim einav mimenu, he's alim mimenu. If you avoid him, asay atmo kilu ino roa. So you make yourself as though you didn't see him. Okay. And then lo sikpo, because you did see him. The lo sikpo is al taskor as yadavan me laha aniglo. Don't close your hand from providing him. Yeah. Okay. Good. Good intro into the area.
Yeah.
I think. Okay. Stop for today. And yeah.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.